Well, you know, I think to pitch a no-hitter, you have to be lucky, you know, because so many things happen during the game that somebody hit a ball, somebody make a wonderful catch. And I remember in that game that Carr Warwick, he hit a ball to left field, and McCovey was playing left field that day because we have Orlando in first and McCovey in left field. And the only reason that ball was cut was because McCovey was playing left field and he was playing out of position. And he was so tall, he only had to lift his arm and cut the ball. But I think that ball was a home run. And I remember going to the 8 and 9 innings, I got something like maybe 4 or 5 strikeouts. When I watched the scoreboard that I was pitching a no-hitter, something came up in my mind, and I started throwing good fastball. Before that, I should say I have a good control, but not a good stuff. And in those 2 innings, I strike out 4 of the 7 batter or the 6 batter that I faced. So that helped me to pitch the no-hitter.
It was a great game. Dick Drott pitched against you. He was throwing a one-hitter to the bottom of the 8th inning. And, of course, Jim Davenport gets a double. And Chuck Hiller, with 2 out, a very light hitter, got the hit to give you the run.
Yes, I remember that. Drott pitched a wonderful game. You know, it was nothing going to the 9th inning. And what a game for both sides. You know, anybody could have won. And he also was pitching a no-hitter. But I guess I end up with better luck because either one could have won.
The 9th inning was particularly exciting. Johnny Temple, a good hitter, led off, and you got him. Pete Runnels, former American League batting champion, you get him. Then they put up Brock Davis, a young player. What happened with him?
Well, I remember that, like I said, I developed in those 2 innings a good fastball, and I threw him nothing but fastball, and I struck him out.
How exciting was it for you after the no-hitter?
Very, very excited. You know, to pitch a no-hitter in the Major League, that's something. And not too many pitchers can do that. And like I say, that you have to be lucky to do it.
What a great story, great career, great Hall of Famer, Juan Marichal. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.